in this together, team. We're all in the fight together.
There's no doubt, and we'll have a special Memorial Day show to a large extent tomorrow. I think you guys will enjoy it. We'll have Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida will join us, among others. We have got an incredible story that I think many of you are going to love to hear involving Donald Trump and a nearly 100-year-old World War II veteran. It's going to be an incredible story. Trust me, a little bit of a tease there. We hope all of you, if you're going on the road, if you're starting that process, make sure you download the podcast. You don't miss a minute. We want all of you to be safe. And Buck said it well. It's a privilege to talk to you guys every single day. The amount of expertise, knowledge, patriotism that exists in this audience is unequaled anywhere else in the entire American media industry. It's a privilege for us to hang out with you every day. Buck, have a fantastic time over the weekend with you and your girlfriend, and same for everybody else out there who may be traveling. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
New numbers are in, and it's great to see. Pure Talk saving families even more money than we previously thought. If you're still with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, your family could be saving over $900 a year.
And with Pure Talk, you don't have to compromise. You don't have to compromise coverage with America's most reliable 5G network. You don't compromise on price or values. Choose the plan that's right for you. You'll be supporting a company whose customer service is right here in the U.S. and whose CEO proudly served our country.
Remember, you keep your cell phone and your cell phone number when you make the switch. Pure Talk offers unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month.
So from your cell phone, dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. You can be switched over to Pure Talk service in less than 10 minutes. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck. That's #250, say Clay and Buck.
For your business to break out of anything holding you back, you need business checking as brave as you are. Introducing Novo Business Checking. Sign up for your free business checking account now at novo.co/check. Plus, get access to over $5,000 in perks and discounts. Sign up for free at novo.co/check. Novo Platform Inc. is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services provided by Middlesex Federal Savings F.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
877-614-8192. 877-614-8192. 877-614-8192. That's 877-614-8192.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Democrats' first attempt at responding to the back-to-back mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde, Texas, has failed in the Senate. Republicans have blocked debate on a domestic terrorism bill that would have opened debate on domestic terrorism, hate crimes, and gun policy. The final vote, 47-47, short of the 60 needed to take up the bill. GOP Senator John Cornyn says He's discussing legislation with Democrats in the wake of the school shooting in Texas.
So this is an even more complicated situation. I'm afraid this young man was a ticking time bomb. But I'm interested in trying to figure out what it is we might be able to do that would make that kind of event less likely in the future.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll give bipartisan negotiations in the Senate about 2 weeks while Congress is away for a break to try to forge a compromise bill that could pass the Senate. Also at townhall.com, liberal firebrand Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont and Trump-allied Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, squaring off next month in a policy debate at a full-size replica of the U.S. Senate in Boston.
The debate series is the brainchild of former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, who is hoping to rekindle the Senate's tradition of debate and collegiality, which many senators feel has gotten lost in recent years as the use of filibusters has become more common to block debate. Sanders and Graham are two of the most prominent members of the Senate and both gifted orators who have a knack for revving up their party's base and infuriating ideological opponents. The June 13th debate will be sponsored by the Bipartisan Policy Center, the Orrin G. Hatch Foundation, and the Edward M. Kennedy Institute. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Ray Liotta, the actor best known for playing baseball player Shoeless Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams, has died. He was 67. The Dow is up 591 points, the NASDAQ ahead 328. More at townhall.com.
Inflation is up and stock prices are down. If you're worried about what that means for your retirement, pay attention. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple and it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
It's 12:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Five Republican candidates for Nevada governor mixed it up in a debate last night. The top five of the 15 GOP hopefuls determined by the polling numbers were former U.S. Senator Dean Heller, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, businessman Guy Nora, who will be on Live and Local in just a few minutes, and attorney Joey Gilbert. Lombardo leads in the polls after receiving the endorsement from former President Donald Trump. The Nevada Republican Party has endorsed Gilbert. Clark County's COVID-19 numbers are on the rise, with the Nevada Hospital Association warning that the virus is on the rebound. The just-released weekly numbers show the county's two-week moving average of new cases increased to 491. That's from 348 the previous week. Clark County's case rate per 100,000 people topped 154, well above the 110 reported last week. State data shows that 57.38% of Nevadans 5 and older have been fully vaccinated, 56.73% in Clark County. Well, it makes sense that Mr. Las Vegas should have a Vegas residency. Wayne Newton's up-close and personal production has been extended through the end of the year at the Flamingo's Wayne Newton Theater. which is appropriate. That's inside Bugsy's Cabaret.
Time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And as we check out our freeways right now, you're moving along for the most part on the 15. You're averaging about 55 miles per hour through the resort area. No delays on the 215 or the 95. However, those lane restrictions will slow you downtown. That's 515 both directions between Main and Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
And gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. How many of you saw the Channel 8 debate last night? It was impressive, and it underscored what I've been saying all along, that we've got the deepest of bullpens. We got some very, very quality people that are running for governor, and there's a lot of them, believe it or not. One of them is in studio with us right now, Guy Nora, a Republican candidate for governor. And tell me what the debate was like.
Again, for a rookie, somebody who's never done this before, it was an amazing experience. The adrenaline, watching the other candidates, you know, listening to the moderators, and knowing that there were hundreds of thousands of people at home watching us. I think that was just very, very, very exciting for me.
And by the way, I was watching you too. Let me just ask you, a lot of people, well, not a lot of people, but some people have been critical that there weren't more of the gubernatorial candidates on the stage. There were five, and it was done via polling and fundraising and a whole bunch of other things. Were the right five people on that stage last night?
I would say yes. And the reason being that, they had a very clear procedures that they followed. And it basically said, you know, we were going to look at polls. They were going to look at not campaign polls, but outside polls. And then they were going to take the top five from these outside polls. It turns out the Trafalgar polls came out and had me at 9%, 8.8%. And that qualified us. And that's what it takes, is, you know, what the people are saying who they're going to vote for.
How do you think you did? Did you win it?
You know, it's funny.
Your campaign says you won it. but they may be biased in some way.
They're slightly biased. But, I'm probably the hardest person on myself, period, on anything. I walked away feeling that I achieved exactly what I wanted to achieve yesterday. So, winning a debate is always who determines that, correct? The people determine that, and we are not going to know because you don't get direct feedback. But from my perspective, my campaign is so good. They gave me exactly what I needed to achieve, and I did exactly that. And that's why I felt that I did very, very, very well.
Sheriff Joe says that for all intents and purposes, this race is over. He said it in the debate during his final comments.
Yes.
And I guess my question to you is, as somebody that's in this race, is it over?
You know, there's this great expression, Yogi Berra, you know, the famous American philosopher, is it ain't over till the fat lady sings.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I tell you what, there were hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, watching this debate yesterday. And we don't want to be told, because I'm also a voter, we don't want to be told who won and who lost before we go to the polls. That is a big insult to voters.
Well, and it was just arrogant. I mean, there's a better way he could have said it, I thought. That way, you know, for all practical purposes, it's over.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. My first reaction was, right message, man, wrong messenger.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's how I felt about it.
Let me ask you, because the one thing I'm hearing about from political consultants across the spectrum is that right now there are still a lot of undecided voters. Undecided, but like upwards of 20, 25, 28%. They just haven't engaged yet, or they don't know.
Yes.
Is that, are those the people you're going to be going after on June 14th?
Absolutely. So the thing about primaries, when we entered this race, we did research with some of the smartest people in politics on both sides of the aisle, and they all said the same thing. Primaries are animals that are unpredictable. Nobody knows what's going to happen in a primary, especially in an off year. People don't pay attention in an off-year primary until the last couple of weeks. So, of course, there's going to be a high number of undecideds. But on top of that, there's going to be even a higher number of people who just use a name when they get called, and they're proud that they got called for a poll because nobody ever says they got called for a poll. If they hear a name that sounds familiar, they're going to say, oh, yeah, that person. But once they start paying attention, it's a different ballgame. So I think the undecideds, hopefully yesterday, got to see a very stark contrast between politicians and me, problem solver, businessman.
I want to ask you about one subject that came up a bunch in the debate last night, and that's education. And you have been very specific. I mean, there are a lot of candidates out there that they can tell you about the problem. Oh, we got a bad school system, and our kids are like 50th in the nation.
Yeah.
But they don't have solutions. You have come up with solutions. Can you talk a little bit about that, your formula for fixing it?
Yeah, so, usually what I tell the voters, because it is the one number one issue on the voters' minds, it's amazing. I mean, yesterday I was doing I was in Reno, and I was having I had a town hall. There were probably 200 people, and probably 7 out of the 12 questions were on education. So people are really paying attention to education. So for me, what I'm saying is, folks, for the last 30 to 40 years, we've had the same people having the same conversations about education and taxing us and taxing us and taxing us. And what have we done? We've gone downhill. So let's give the chance to the outsiders. To me, as I look at this in business parlance, this is what I call a restart. You're going to come in and you got to look at everything from the bottom up and from the top down. How do we fix this problem? And the way I'm going to do that, I've already talked about it, is what I'm calling my education summit. We're going to have an education summit of all the stakeholders, all of them. We're going to sit down in a room, and we're going to figure this out because this is not acceptable. And I, as the governor, will have the bully pulpit so that I can actually, when I need to, I can push, I can cajole, I can embarrass, whatever it's going to take. Because my mission is the kids, and if you have the right mission and heart, it will get done.
Is Guy Nora a guy that will break up the fifth largest school district in the country? I mean, it's so unwieldy, and it doesn't work.
You know, yes. Let me tell you why. First of all, I met with the folks that were behind that initiatives. They're very smart. They know exactly what they're doing. And actually, they're getting the least resistance from the establishment, so to speak. That's crucial, okay? The second thing is, I'm a businessman. We broke up AT&T when they got too big. We break up big businesses because they're inefficient. Why do we not break up this behemoth that's got nothing but problems? Absolutely, that's going to happen. One thing that's very important, Kevin, is I listen to everybody when I make these kind of decisions, and there's one group specifically that was concerned about the breakup, and it's the inner city. I promise that when we do the breakup, they're not going to get hurt. They are going to be in the room discussing it with us, and they're going to have their voices heard, and their kids are going to be taken care of. This is not top-down. This is going to be all of us working together. So just so you know.
One of the things, and I've talked to a lot of the candidates so far, we'll talk with more before Election Day, and that is the whole issue of finding common ground when it comes to beating Steve Sisolak. I mean, this is all great, and everybody traverses the state, and I think that's great. But the one thing we can't do is lose sight of the fact that the prize is unseating Steve Sisolak. Can you talk about why we need a new governor?
Yeah. So first of all, let's look at the last 4 years now. Can you think of four worse years in the history of the state? I can't. It's just been awful. And in business, that's what we do. We look at the CEO in a company. When things go bad in a company, it's the CEO that gets the blame. When things go well, it's the CEO that gets the glory. Guess what? 4 years of bad in the state, and Steve Sisolak was the governor. So now we got to take him out. The key for us on the Republican side is that, and I'm going to borrow from Glenn Youngkin, you have to vote for a Republican that can win, a Republican that can beat Sisolak. Please, please, out there, folks, you have to remember that. It's crucial. Don't just vote now to someone who, for whatever reason, has so many weaknesses, and yesterday they were all exposed with their weaknesses.
I want to ask you, because I've been very impressed with your media, your TV commercials. And again, we see a gazillion of these ads for all these different candidates, and we have 15, 16 candidates, and they're all doing TV. You just came out with a new TV ad. I don't know if this is the closing argument type of ad, but I saw it, very impressed by it.
Yeah, this was an exciting one to make, because I was actually at a park. And we were outdoors, and it was a cold day and windy. And the message was very clear, and it was geared to really doing it right after this debate, which was, there is a contrast between politicians that have been in politics forever and an outsider who's a businessman who's here to solve problems. And that's exactly why we ran this ad. This ad was based on the contrast and the problem-solving versus the usual bickering, which you saw yesterday. Was exactly the same thing that always happens. You know, people get on each other and they yell at each other and they talk at each other and they growl and all these things. And I'm just sitting here saying, we've got problems to solve. What are you guys doing? So this ad actually just sends the message home.
Which then begs the question, you are a guy that has a compelling personal story. You've been mega successful. And I keep saying, why does this guy want all this hassle? You know, you've had to take, 16, 17 months out of your life and jump in a van and drive all across this state. Why did you do it? Wait, was there one thing that pushed you into this race?
You know, I told the folks yesterday in my closing statement, I have lived the American dream, and I want every Nevadan to have the opportunity to live the American dream. That's my one driver, period. It's about public service.
You've been doing the Battleborn tour, and it's not over, is it?
No, sir. We got a couple more iterations.
So you're gonna be out there. Give me the path to victory on the 14th, or maybe somewhat beyond. By the way, do you expect the race to be over on the 14th, or do you think this thing's going to carry over to the 15th, 16th, 17th?
You know, the way the Democrats have changed the system here, I wish it would be over on the 14th, but I don't know, because of the way, you know, mail-in ballots and all these crazy things that our friendly Democrats have done. So the path, without giving our strategy away, we know exactly how many people we need to vote for us. We know who they are, and we know what their preferences are. And we are reaching them one way or another, whether it's in person, by digital media, by phone calls, by town halls. We this is a very, very analytically driven campaign, because that's my background. And we've seen it done in other races. Analytics are still new in politics, but we are one of the first campaigns that are using that. So that's the strategy here.
I want to ask you, because it's on the mind of all the voters out there, and that is voter integrity. The integrity of the vote. Can you be sure that everybody's going to get a fair shot at this thing on the 14th of June? and I want to ask you, from what you know, do you feel comfortable that you'll get a fair shot at this thing on the 14th?
I'm going to take a partisan shot here. I don't think the people that play around with elections care about Republicans. So I think we're going to have a pretty clean election. this time.
I think, but there are a lot of people that really are having questions about it, and then the stay-at-home voting and the ballot harvesting and all of that stuff. And the Democrats run the show, essentially.
And they're not as interested in this race as they would be in the next one.
Wow. I just want to tell you, it's great to have you in studio. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure to meet you.
I know we've talked before, but it's always good to get a face-to-face. I really love it. Best of luck. And we will talk with you. We may talk with you again before it's done.
I'll be right here or somewhere ready to talk to you myself.
There you go. Guy Nora. He's a candidate for governor. And by the way, look at his new ad, his new TV ad. Very, very impressive. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter, a congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done, a congressman whose only motivation is his love of America, a congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Don't pay MSRP or crazy markups at Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, your Ram truck low price headquarters. How about this? $8,000 off MSRP on 2022 Ram Bighorn trucks. That's right, $8,000 off big Ram horn trucks. We have 36 available at these fantastic savings. That's right, there's only one Ram truck low price headquarters. Sahara Ram on the corner of Sahara and Decatur. That's right on the corner and right on the price. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram is your Ram truck low price headquarters. Over 300 used cars in stock and the biggest selection of new car inventory.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right, you can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. You can walk out of one of our over 50 locations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new Instant Funding.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, in their communities, in their countries, and you. Join us together.